In India, recent census data shows a dramatic decline in the birth of girls, 927 of them for every 1,000 boys. The ratio is even more skewed in northern India's wealthier states, where, researchers say, some parents are now actually buying their sons' brides from impoverished southern families. Reporter Miranda Kennedy followed the story across India.
Seema is sitting in the farmyard of the man who owns her. She says that her brother sold her to a trafficker in the far northeastern Indian state of Assam for about $10. She was 16. The trafficker brought her west and sold her to the man she now calls her husband. They have a daughter, but her husband wants her to bear him a son. The man who bought Seema uses a hand-operated machine to shuck wheat. Like most villagers here in Haryana State, he is a wheat farmer. He admits he had to buy a wife. In prosperous and fertile North India, the villages are almost empty of eligible women. The child sex ratio has plummeted to 770 girls per 1,000 boys in one part of Haryana State.
There is a long, old history of traffic and young girls into prostitution. But here, the issue is not prostitution.
Veena Mazumdar is a sociologist with the Center for Women's Development Studies in New Delhi.
The issue is an acute shortage of brides for young men. And this shortage is the result of the proportion of girls being born.
It is common to view daughters as a financial burden in India, even among the educated classes. It's a belief perpetuated by the illegal but pervasive dowry system and by the traditional practice of sending sons out to earn while daughters live in their husbands' households. So many couples try to give birth to sons and avoid daughters. Abortion provides the means, according to a new study by the UN Population Fund.
They analyzed the sex of so many abortions and found that they were predominantly female fetuses that were being aborted in the country.
Mohan Rao is a professor of population studies at Jawaharlal Nehru University in New Delhi.
This has obviously spread from the urban areas to rural areas and has become more or less an all-India phenomenon, but of course it's sharpest in Punjab and Haryana.
It is illegal in India to abort a fetus because of its sex, and using ultrasound for gender screening is banned. But with extremely high demand for sex determination tests, the practice continues. Villagers say there is a paro, or outsider bride, living in every other house in some Haryana communities. Once they are sold into families, the trafficked girls are hard to track down. The police don't rescue them unless someone makes a complaint. That's what happened here, in Gurukshire. Several months ago, Shahzadi bought a 13-year-old girl named Rehana for her son's use.
There were no girls here for my son. One day, a man called Hanif came and said, "I have a beautiful girl from Assam. Why don't you just buy her?" He showed her to us and we bought her. Then, for no reason, the police came and took Rehana away and put my son in jail.
Rehana had already been sold twice before Shahzadi bought her. Her medical report shows she has been repeatedly raped, and police suspect the trafficker. The Gurukshire villagers side with Shahzadi. They say an injustice has been done to her because she has spent all her savings and now she has nothing to show for it. The girl is Shahzadi's property, they say, and the police should not interfere. Over 1,000 miles away, on the other side of the country, one girl's mother has experienced the tragedy that often accompanies trafficking. Omari Das lives in a bamboo and mud shack amidst the lush green rice paddies of Assam. It's one of the poorest regions of India. She has 6 daughters and no sons, which in this rural economy means there's nobody to provide for the family. Her husband is dead. She sold her daughter Kanika 3 years ago.
A woman came to my village and asked me to give them a girl. Kanika agreed to go. It was better that way. But when we called Haryana to talk to her, the woman said she's not here. We tried many times to reach her. Then she told us Kanika is dead.
No one knows how Kanika died, and local hospitals have no record of her death. Social workers in Haryana suspect she may have actually been resold. But police have yet to even register Kanika's case, even though they are aware of the trafficking problem. Arnab Deka, who is the assistant police superintendent in the district where Kanika lived, warns parents never to sell their daughters.
The parents, they think that this is an offer from God, and then they feel very happy about it. By the time they come to realize that they have been cheated and the girl has been taken away to be sold in some other place, by the time already maybe 4 or 5, maybe 6 months, maybe 1 year has passed. And when 1 year has passed, it is not possible for police agencies in this part of the country to go and find out who has taken away the daughter or who has sold her where.
Police officials across India say their ability to prevent interstate trafficking is severely limited. Recently, the health ministry proposed a government ad campaign warning that there would not be enough women for men to marry if sex-selective abortion continued. But that may be a case of too little, too late. For National Public Radio, I'm Miranda Kennedy.